Council ceded power to civilians. At least four protesters were reported killed on Sunday. Protesters built roadblocks. This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. The chairman of the House Judiciary Committee says the Justice Department has agreed to provide underlying evidence from Robert Mueller's report pertaining to President Trump. AP's Sagar Magani has that report.
Gerald Nadler says that includes some of Robert Mueller's most important files, including ones used to assess whether President Trump obstructed justice. Nadler says the Justice Department will start complying with a committee subpoena today and provide the materials. In exchange, he says the panel will not hold Attorney General William Barr in contempt of Congress, at least for now. The House is still expected to vote tomorrow on a resolution that would let the committee sue for the materials. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Hong Kong will proceed with its controversial plan to allow people to be extradited to mainland China to face charges even after a massive protest on Sunday, the city's top leader said. Estimates of the size of the protest crowds vary between a few hundred thousand and a million people. Hong Kong executive Carrie Lam told reporters she and her team have not ignored any views expressed on this legislation. This is VOA News. Anti-corruption authorities in Pakistan have arrested the country's former president, Asif Ali Zardari, for his alleged role in a money laundering case. Zardari rejects the corruption charges as politically motivated. He's accused of using dozens of fake bank accounts to stash away millions of dollars from Pakistan into overseas accounts. Photographs show that the helicopter that crashed into a New York City skyscraper on Monday was destroyed on impact. The pilot of the aircraft, the only person on board, was killed. The helicopter was flying in rain and heavy clouds when it hit AXA Equitable Building in Midtown Manhattan. Authorities say the craft was being used for executive travel. New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio says it isn't clear why the helicopter went down, but it doesn't seem to be terrorism.
There is no indication at this time that this was an act of terror, and there is no ongoing threat to New York City based on all the information we have right now.
Authorities say the helicopter was flying in airspace that has been off limits since President Trump took office. Restrictions ban aircraft from flying below a certain level within a one-mile radius of Trump Tower, which is just a few blocks from the crash site. Moldova has plunged deeper into political crisis after the Constitutional Court stripped pro-Russian President Igor Dodon of his power over his failure to form a new government after months of political deadlock. The court on Sunday also appointed former Prime Minister Pavel Filip as interim president. Filip immediately dissolved the parliament and called for snap elections on September 6th as thousands of his supporters gathered in the capital for a rally. Dodon's Socialist Party had said on Saturday it was forming a coalition government, but the court ruled that the move had come a day after the 90-day deadline for forming a new government had passed. Sudanese police fired tear gas to disperse protesters in Sudan's capital Khartoum during a civil disobedience campaign to demand civilian rule. The Sudanese Professionals Association, which led the demonstrations that spurred the army to topple President Omar al-Bashir, said the civil disobedience campaign would continue until the military council ceded power to civilians. At least four protesters were reported killed on Sunday. Protesters built roadblocks made of tree trunks, tires, and rocks in the capital's northern Bahari district. Markets and shops are closed in different towns and cities. And an Indian court has sentenced three men to life imprisonment for the brutal rape and murder of an 8-year-old Muslim girl in Indian Kashmir in a case that has sparked nationwide outrage. You've been listening to VOA News.